Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. Matt Monta and the Haymakers joining us live from Studio A. Welcome, guys.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's good to see you again.
Likewise.
We're going to be talking about the new CD, Where You Find Love. And the big celebration takes place this Saturday over at Space Bar. Let's get warmed up with the first one. I'm sure it's going to be a new one.
Yes, this is called Magic in an Empty Room. Can't afford her, about the wires buzzing with orders, or with her trucks kicking dust on the borders. She's just scared that she might die alone. She's not looking for someone to hold her, or to repeat anything that I've told her. To keep quiet and keep getting bolder, till the love whispers are lost. Turn sideways, perched on the arches by the highway, watching the sun rise across the scenic byway. I know that morning didn't come here for me, and you never thought that asking why pay to you a time. I don't expect a tear from me. Just shadows you take relief in, cold-blooded murders and attempts to get even, with the hearts you can't know too soon. It feels good when the speakers are blaring, with the hot red lights burning and glaring. It feels good to know there's people caring, but there's magic in it.
It's Matt Monta and the Haymakers with the track Magic in an Empty Room. It's off their new CD, Where You Find Love, and the follow-up to Matt's first full-length solo record, American Rhymin', back in 2013. The CD release show is this coming Saturday. Tell us who else, what friends are joining you this Saturday?
We have a great band from the Dayton, Ohio area, Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite. They're going to be on right before us, and opening the show is a good friend of ours. He's a fantastic songwriter. His name is Daniel Myers. He plays with a band called Gallon House Congregation, but for this show he's going to be playing solo to open things up.
All right, and that's this Saturday at Space Bar. What time do things get started?
Start about 9 p.m.
Yep. And Matt, last time you were solo. This time around, you're with the Haymakers.
That's correct.
So tell us about the gathering of this, the consistency with this band and the new record.
Okay. Well, after American Ryman, I had listed out a bunch of songs that I wanted to record for that record that I'd written previously. And I began to group them all by their sound. And I had about 10, 11 songs that I said, these require a specific type of instrumentation, a specific type of players on it. And I, made lists of people that I wanted to perform with. And our guitar player and backing vocalist, Jamie Mollesy, who's not with us today, unfortunately, I called him up, and I called Matt Page, who is here on bass,
mm-hmm.
And then Brian Kosman on drums. And we began working for about a year or so, and really tightening everything up, playing some shows, working with the metronome a lot. Sometimes frustrating, sometimes very exciting when we actually got it. And then I think leading into about the time when we were going into the studio, Matt suggested David Butler, who is on the keys that you heard in that last song, to come and play with us. And it was sort of one of these things where he showed up and he's like, "Oh, I don't know. I'll do my best." And he played, and we all looked at each other like, "Okay, this is the guy." And he on one track on the album, "Wish I Held You Longer," he came down and started playing with the piano setting. He says, "I think this is what I'm thinking about doing, but I don't know." And we're like, "No, that's perfect." And then that's the sound that ended up on the record. So it's been a real pleasure working with them, and they're all from different backgrounds: indie rock, jazz, country, Americana. So, the styles fuse together. I think these guys for sure. Working with the arrangements and the songs really gave these tunes that I'd written a life and depth that they wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yeah, it's great. It sounds great. The whole album is awesome. And you can get your hands on it this Saturday over at Space Bar. We'll chat more after this next song that they're going to do for us. It's Matt Monta and the Haymakers live from Studio A.
All right.
Every day, and there's nowhere to escape. Nowhere to escape. If it's true, then my history's torturing you, and it seems like I don't have a clue. Well, darling, I do. If I back, then I would. Yeah, if I if I could take it all back, then I would. Yeah, if I could take it all back, then I would. Oh, if I could take it all back, then I would.
Love it. It's Matt Monta and the Haymakers, live from Studio A. And mattmonta.com is his website to check out other upcoming shows. But the most important one coming up this Saturday, well, in the near future anyway, April 11th at the Space Bar. It's for the CD release show and Where You Find Love. And, well, maybe we can do a ticket giveaway after this next song. What do you think about that?
I think that sounds great.
You think so?
I have some extra albums, too, if All we right. want to give some of those away.
Let's do a little package deal after this next song that they'll Perfect. Take us out with. And let's talk about the friends who helped in the recording process, the studio, and mastering and all that.
Well,
or not.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around the right words to describe everyone that's been involved with this record.
Right.
Because they're all super incredibly talented people, and I'm grateful to have worked with everyone. And the studio, we recorded most of it at Sonic Lounge, and then we did the upright piano at Orange Judio. And then the man behind the dials and telling us what stunk and what was good and, you know, when to redo it and all that kind of stuff was Jay Alton. And he recorded my first album, the solo one. And I had such a great experience working with him that I called upon him again to work with us. And he's very easygoing, very smart guy. And when we come up with things, even when we think it stinks, he somehow makes it sound really good. He puts things together very well, and he has a good ear, I think, for our individual styles and the style as a whole. And I think that contributed greatly to the sound of the album. And then mastering, we sent it to Brian Lucy at Magic Garden Mastering, and a couple passes at it, and it was just it makes such a difference once you get it mastered. And when I got the first rounds back, I think it was like 2 a.m. or something, and I was like in my pajamas in the kitchen dancing and playing air guitar and stuff, because it has the way that Brian mastered them, it really gives them. Really gives the songs a lot of energy and a lot of shine that makes you want to listen to it, I think.
Wow. And Mr. Mustard Pants had something to do with the
That's Brian Costman, for those of you listening at home.
for the album, too? The artwork, I mean?
Yeah, Brian is a visual artist, a musician, master Lego craftsman as well. And he did the layout for the album. So the photos were done by Megan Lee Bernard. That is the cover photo, and then the inside photo, and even the back photo was, I think that was a test shot that we said, oh, this looks pretty cool. And Brian laid it all out. Spent how many hours, Brian?
Just a couple.
It was like a half hour or something in between some Netflix movies. But he spent a ton of time on it and just created a nice color scheme. You can read everything. It's clean, and it has the right blend of imagery to express the songs without having to listen to the songs, which is incredibly important. You can't, you look at a record and you sort of make a judgment based on that. And there's so much going on, but then at the same time, there's a broader picture that when you pick it up, you know, you get a sense for what you're about to get into. And you know, that was Brian's intuition and intelligence when it comes to making good art.
Yeah, it's very sharp, and sounds so great, too. And congratulations, guys, on this
Thank
new
you.
Release. You bet. We'll do a ticket and CD giveaway after this last song. It's Matt Monta and the Haymakers, their CD release show this Saturday at Space Bar. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. All right, this is Where You Find Love. This is the title track off the album.
Slower, fuse is taking flight, and you can only hope to blame yourself for why you can't sleep at night. A little peace of mind never hurt no one, but you're closing off your heart. That's where you find love. it's getting thinner, but there's a drink for every smoke. And a good night's when you're hanging out and someone's laughing at your jokes. And though you leave alone, you can count on them to whet your destructive appetite. It's where you find love. It's where you chance you get, and every day is boom or bust. And you laugh and rub out your cigarette on the words of those you trust. But they will keep a light on your stormy shore till you're washed up on the storms. That's where you find love. That's where you